there. This is Jazzy. Welcome to another broadcast of Modern Hippie Radio. This is my opportunity to speak with some of the most innovative people making waves in green business and conscious living. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with David Gardner. He is a professional filmmaker and director of an upcoming documentary entitled Growth Busters, Hooked on Growth. Well, we're going to learn a lot more about David Gardner, his project, and perhaps how we can get involved.
Well, I do like to say that I am Dave Gardner, and I'm a growth buster, and you can be too. And my life today is devoted to 24/7 to producing a nonprofit documentary called Growth Busters, Hooked on Growth. And the primary message of the film is we are addicted to growth, and it's time to kick the habit. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it gets a lot more complicated than that, but my job as a communicator is to try to simplify it. And I guess, in a nutshell, I'd say the film's goals are to provide us with a wake-up call, a real hard look in the mirror, ask the question, is what we're pursuing actually making our lives better? And is it even possible? And what we're pursuing is perpetual growth, perpetual mm-hmm. economic growth. We have, most of our cities have goals of growing. They believe if they don't grow, they die. And if you have a world full of cities that are successful at that, then you certainly have a world that is hooked on perpetual population growth. And we really need to be stopping and asking a question, is that really what our goal ought to be?
Well, Dave, you know, I got to beg the question. This is America. The American dream has, you know, essentially been get as much as you can and show your value while you're doing it. So what do you say to people that they're, you know, I want to have stuff. Why should I care about your film?
Well, if we step back and really look at the dream, the current American dream as clearly defined by the media and by what most people are saying today, including even the President of the United States. The definition of the American dream has been hijacked. That hasn't always been our dream, but it's based on a lot of unexamined assumptions. For example, it's based on the assumption that we are really kind of a small part of a huge planet, and that there's plenty of room to grow, plenty of atmosphere to absorb our mistakes and our pollution, plenty of resources to provide the raw materials for our next year's gadgets, plenty of fertile soil and water so that we can continue to feed ourselves and feed a growing population. All of those assumptions, those worked pretty well for us back in, say, 1920.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, it's probably a good idea to step back and do a reality check and say, well, has the world changed? Are all those assumptions still valid? And that's a big part of what the Growth Busters movie is going to do. It's going to step back and ask these tough questions that we usually go through every day, you know,
assuming that
everything's fine.
How did this happen for you? I mean, you've been in filmmaking, you've been, you know, in the system, so to speak, or in the industry for well over 30 years. So how is it now that this is such a big deal, I should say, or that is it just about making the film, or is it more than that?
Well, it's definitely a personal journey here, which I just think makes it that much more fun for me and interesting. And even in the film, I hope to share some of that with the viewing audience. I'm still a part of the system. I am not living in a cave with no carbon footprint and growing all of my own food or even sourcing all of my own food locally. I still get in a car and drive. I'm a part of the problem as much as anyone. But what I guess I discovered probably when my kids were old enough that I was no longer focused on giving them the American dream, because I bought into that same hijacked definition of the American dream. And so as long as I was a dad and I had kids in the house, my goal was, I got to have a big house, signs of success, got to be able to mm-hmm. send my kids to college. I don't want to have to say no to them when they want something. But once they got out of the house, that freed me to reconnect with my soul, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, and say, wow, I'm not as happy as I thought I was. What's missing? And so I stepped off that hamster wheel, 10 years ago, in a lot of ways, and started, you know, just asking those tough questions and saying, well, what is it that I want to do with my life? And it turned out it wasn't work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, in order to have more stuff.
Right.
More, and most of us are discovering that. Some of the people I interview in the film talk quite eloquently about it. Bill McKibben comes to mind. You know, he talks about how, you know, for a long time, more and better were connected.
Mm-hmm.
And that would apply. Back in 1950, we were, as we increased our consumption and production and efficiency, we really did improve our lives a lot. But all the data suggests that really since sometime in the 50s or 60s or 70s, depending on whose data you look at, that we stopped really getting happier. Once you have mm-hmm. If you have a roof over your head and you have your needs met, getting the latest iPhone gives you a brief thrill. But pretty quickly the thrill is gone, and then you have to seek the next thrill. Well, and it turns out, what's really thrilling? Well, what's really thrilling is, wow, it's holding hands with, you know, with the person you love. It's, you know, sitting by a mountain stream and having a nice long chat with one of your kids. Those are the things that we that really count, and we've just kind of lost track of them.
Wow. So tell me, how far along is the project? Are you in the beginning stages, toward the end, and you know, where are you in the process?
We're very close to the end, only because it's been a long, long journey. I've actually been working on this project for 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
And that's partly because the world hasn't been ready for it. The mm-hmm. world hasn't really embraced a lot of my ideas. I'm challenging the most fundamental, basic beliefs about mm-hmm. about well-being and prosperity. So it's been a long slog to try to raise the money to produce the film and get the film made and get people to help with it. So it's taken 5 years, but this is the big year. We are pretty virtually finished shooting. We're mm-hmm. in the editing process, and we are definitely going to release the film in September or October of this year.
Oh, very cool. So how can someone get involved if they're really interested in getting involved with the project and or helping with funding?
Well, we've made it as easy as we can. If you go to growthbusters.org or just Google Growthbusters or Hooked on Growth, it's pretty hard not to find us. And at the website, there's a, you know, a Get Involved tab on the menu and some links to call us or email us or join our volunteer network. And, you know, it's really surprised the heck out of me how big a fan base there is. There are people around the world who are working on this film. You can definitely say that it's a lot of people talk about crowdfunding these days, and mm-hmm. we've definitely been crowdfunding the film. But we're also crowd producing it, and we'll be crowd releasing the film as well, because I don't expect Sony Pictures or Columbia is going to want to put this in theaters. So we're going to rely on this growing network of Growthbusters around the world to organize screenings, house parties, you know, show it in your church, show it in your community center, show it in your backyard, whatever it takes to get the film seen when it's finished. So we're making it real easy online for people to connect with us, let us know if they're interested in helping us with some final research or help us with promoting the film, getting the word out, or organizing a screening when the film's finished.
Well, very cool. Of course, you know, we've already talked about this. You can certainly count on me. I'm going to blast it out to our listeners, our readers, and we just recently did a facelift of our site, Modern Hippie TV, and I'll have the trailer there as well for people to check out and all the information for them to learn more about the project and to get involved. So you can count on us.
Well, that's neat. I'm just thrilled. You clearly have a good heart and a good ecological conscience, and I appreciate that. And there are a lot of people out there who share your sentiments, fortunately.
Well, I've become, in a short time, really hooked on documentary filmmaking because, you know, it's really getting to the heart of people and a story or a movement, an organization. And that's where people are really connecting. I think, you know, we've gotten away from the glamorized version of life and we want to see the reality of it. And, you know, I'm not talking reality shows because that's not reality, but really getting in there and talking with people. And I think that's what you're doing is you're really getting to the heart of real people.
Yeah, you were right, and that's it's such a blast. It's something, even though prior to this film, I was working on. I did corporate films. I did films that helped big businesses grow their bottom line. I was really, doing exactly the opposite of what I'm doing now. But even then, a lot of the times, what I did for my clients was we told real human stories rather than hire a narrator and. Write a script. We would actually get the chairman or the president of the company to, to talk on camera about their mission and about the philosophy of the company. Because you can't lie. When the camera can see your eyes, you can't. Well, a few people are really good at lying, but most people, you can tell whether they're lying or telling the truth when you can see their face and hear the tone of their voice, and that's genuine.
So obviously it sounds like this has completely taken over your life, so, which is not a bad thing, especially when you're doing something you're passionate about. But how do you spend your downtime?
Well, it has become a mission. It is my cause. But the downside to it is that just because it is so important and we needed to see the film 2 years ago, it would have been nice to have had the film out. So I'm breaking all of my own rules. I don't get enough downtime. I'm working way too hard. I'm almost back on the hamster wheel, but at least this time it's in service to my children and to future generations. So I don't get enough downtime. But when I do take a break, and you know what, I'm starting to get some symptoms of carpal tunnel, so I'm finding that I have to away from the keyboard a few times a day. So I live close to the mountains in Colorado, so I love to get out and hike. I still do some skiing, even though I feel a little bit guilty about those lifts and the carbon emissions related to them taking me up the hill. I haven't completely unplugged from the system, and hopefully we can find a way to kind of rein things in, and we don't have to give up all the fun things. In fact, we'll have a lot more time to do fun things once we do get unhooked from growth addiction.
Exactly. I think definitely the first step is recognition, education, acceptance. And then once, we're along those lines, we can find the alternatives to what has become so commonplace that it's hurting our lives, hurting our environment.
Yeah. And, it's interesting that, what we've done over the past 100 years is we've translated all of our efficiency and technology and productivity gains that we could have translated into more leisure time, more time to read books, more time to go hiking, more time to spend with our family and on those kind of pursuits. Instead, we've kept on working and translated that into more luxury. And it turns out those are things that don't make us happy. So if we can once we all become aware of that, of what we're doing to ourselves, then that sets the stage for us to start changing our own individual ways, but also changing the system. And I think the eventual outcome will be we will work a lot less, and we'll have a whole lot more time to have fun.
Well, I'm looking at one of the lines of a description of the film. It says, "You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll groan as Dave butts heads with the apostles of growth everlasting." Has that been really challenging for you, though, to find people they don't want to get on board?
You have no idea. You have no idea. Part of this film kind of came about because I became a growth buster in my own community. I saw my hometown, Colorado Springs, Colorado, is hooked on growth. This city is spending billions of dollars to build water pipelines from miles and miles away that will perpetually pump water uphill so that we can build more houses and keep the city growing. It's insane. And so I kind of stepped up and said, "Hey, the emperor has no clothes. We're not getting any benefit from this pursuit of growth. It's not providing us with the prosperity, even not even financially, is it providing us with prosperity, but it's definitely not improving the quality of our lives. It's an unsustainable prosperity strategy. So I raised my hand and said, we need a different strategy for the 21st century. Mm-hmm. That's a lot more sustainable. And you know what? I became a pariah in my own community, almost an untouchable, because everybody else out there, they're busy drinking the Kool-Aid of growth mm-hmm. addiction. They believe it can go on forever and that it must happen. So I've been called a radical. I've been called dangerous for the community. And so I decided, wow, I need to, clearly I need to re-educate people. I need to give them a splash of cold water in the face. So that's why I'm making the film. And in the process, we'll kind of share some of that experience in the film, because people will hopefully laugh more than they cry.
Well, good. And I'm telling you, I'm a fan. I'm on board. I'm here for you. I'm just loving the times that we are able to connect. I think you are one of the coolest modern hippies I've had the pleasure of meeting. So I want to thank you for taking time with me and sharing the project and letting us learn about you as well. And is there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners about the project or about yourself?
Well, let me be sure I fit in just thanking you, Jesse. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for recognizing the value of what I'm doing, and thanks for honoring it. I really do feel like I'm a modern day hippie. I'm getting to this is my version of the '60s peace and love movement, I guess, in a way. And I think it's time. I think it's time that we got out there and got as involved as people did in the '60s. Young people did in the '60s to try to make the world a better place. And you really hit the nail on the head when you said that. Awareness is the first step. That's how we begin to take away the power from those forces that are keeping us really on a suicide course.
Amen, brother.
I hope some of the listeners out there will come and find me at growthbusters.org. We welcome your help and your support, and I want to be sure I can let everyone know when the film is going to be out.
By all means, and of course, we're going to stay in touch, and I'll keep abreast of the progress and let our readers and listeners know. And again, we're going to be putting out the trailer on Modern Hippie TV probably later today, if not tomorrow.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
Well, it's been my absolute pleasure to take some time and talk with you. And like I said, we're going to follow up. So, you know, you're not going anywhere as far as I know.
All right. I'll look forward to meeting you face to face one of these days.
One of these days, you're going to have to come to Florida, because I ain't coming to the cold.
You don't know what you're missing.
Well, Dave, thanks so much, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, take care, Jazzy.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check out Modern Hippie Radio online at modernhippiemag.com and on iTunes. This episode of Modern Hippie Radio has been brought to you by our friends at The Natural Clothing Company. Find the latest in eco-fashion at www.naturalclothingcompany.com. For a limited time, sign up to receive our newsletter to receive 10% off your next purchase with the Natural Clothing Company.